This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that the way Israel is conducting its military operation in the Gaza Strip is, quote, creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged, quote, Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately. Minutes before his presser, the United Nations Security Council approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps, quote, to create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities after a week of vote delays and intense negotiations to avoid a veto by the United States. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict that over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. The UN and other agencies said Thursday that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving in describing the crisis caused by Israel's bombardment and siege on the territory in response to Hamas's attack on October 7th.